Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. Pacific Watch is Jeff Bliss. We go immediately to the AP reporting within these last hours. Three Rivers, California. Hot, dry weather added to the challenges facing California firefighters battling to keep flames from driving further into a grove of ancient sequoias where the base of the world's tallest tree has been wrapped in protective foil. Fire officials warned that stronger winds were also contributing to, quote, critical fire conditions in the area of the KNB complex, two lightning spark blazes that merged on the western side of Sequoia National Park. The National Weather Service issued a red flag. None of this sounds positive, Jeff. Have they lost control, or is this a battle the way we saw in the Caldor fire where they made their last stand and won?
Good evening, John. They have not lost control because they've had zero control so far, zero containment on this fire. And they don't even have a projection when they might be able to get their arms around at least part of it. Right now you're talking about 22,000 acres. The winds are still blowing. It's still hot. It's still very dry. So those are all conditions that lead to this red flag warning. And they all lead to why we're, you know, the type of fire that we're dealing with right now. The fire has made its way to what they call the Four Guardsmen area, which is nearby these, well, the giant trees are all there, but where the biggest ones that people know about are like General Sherman. So they're trying their best to protect that area before it gets out of hand. And while fire can be a part, an integral part of the life cycle of these types of trees, helping them spread, you know, open up their pods and spread their seeds throughout the forest, some of these fires are getting so intense, so hot these days that they're afraid they could just wipe out the forest for all time.
Jeff, is Sequoia National Park is a national treasure. It's had fires before. Are they saying this is just business as usual? We talked about that last night. I don't see anyone commenting on the history of fires in the forest.
There have been fires there before, and certainly fires in that, you know, all-important area that they're trying to protect. But they're afraid that this fire will be like some of the other fires we've experienced during this very intense fire season so far. It'll come in and burn so hot that it won't be a case of trees regenerating with their seeds as part of their life cycle using fire, but these fires will actually come in and burn everything out. They're afraid these are a different kind of fires this fire season.
And we move from here. The Caldor fire looks to be controlled. The Dixie fire, although gigantic, looks to be controlled. We're in the middle of fire season now. Where are you looking? What looks to be the next risky area?
Well, I think down the line, we're going to have to start looking at Southern California. We've seen the fire as the fire season has progressed, or as early as it was, move through the Pacific Northwest down into Northern California. It's in Central California right now. It's kind of right in the middle of the state on the eastern side of the state. But now we have, you know, what we're talking about is Southern California and the vast expanse of mountains in Southern California. With very dry conditions, we look for high winds in October always. And, you know, all it's going to take is some idiot with a match or a lightning strike, which is what often happens. And then boom, we're off to the races.
We move to the Bay Area because we've talked about power drain, power shortages because of the drought, because some of the reservoirs like the Oroville Reservoir is no longer pumping water to make electricity. There are outages in the Bay Area. Is this significant? Is San Francisco in some fashion at risk?
Well, thousands of Bay Area residents woke up without power this morning after a light rain caused these outages, which seems strange if you're not familiar with, you know, not only the environment here, but the equipment that's still around. So, you know, sometimes so much dirt and dust and such builds up on these lines that all it takes is a very light rain to turn it into mud on the lines, and that causes them to go out, to blow out or short out, whatever the term is. So you had about almost 30,000 customers, actually, who were hit by this. This is a big deal because it speaks to the problems that PG&E has and that the problem that PG&E is for much of Northern California. A lot of people are very unhappy with the way they've maintained their equipment over the years, where they've decided to spend money, whether it's in executive salaries or elsewhere, and not to upgrade or to fix what they already have. Some of their equipment is about 100 years old, not necessarily in this particular instance, but throughout other parts of the state. And those, they believe, have led to fires and other calamities. So people in Northern California are none too happy with PG&E, and I think you're going to see some more legal action in the not-too-distant future, not just civil action, but also criminal action.
Do you have power challenges in Southern California? Flex alert, I think, is what you call it.
We've not had any challenges in the sense of brownouts or blackouts. What happens when they look like it looks like there's going to be a large draw on power, the California independent power operator who oversees everything for the state, basically, will say, look, you need to cut back or else we are going to have brownouts and blackouts later in the day. What happens is California is now becoming more and more dependent on things like solar power. And we all know what happens when the sun goes down. There's no more solar power. So what they're trying to get people to do is to take the heavy load things like dishwashers and washing machines, those type of things, and move it to later in the evening when you don't have the draw that like schools and businesses and other big groups take off the power grid. So that's what they hope to do by calling a flex alert. We've had several flex alerts over the past couple of weeks, but no brownouts or blackouts.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.